are you looking for something to drink, we're talking about wine, that's not only delicious but also environmentally friendly? Well, we have some remarkable wine suggestions for you tonight.
And wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us now in our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Hey, you're talking about Planeta wines. Tell us more about them and why they're environmentally friendly.
Well, the family has been on the island of Sicily, and I got to tell you, when I think Italian wines, I'm a little bit of a snob. I don't usually think of Sicily, and now, thanks to the Planeta wines, I will think of Sicily. They've been on the island for over six centuries, and they have just been doing a remarkable job. Now they're growing vineyards, making wine, but they're doing it in an ecologically remarkable way. They've got solar panels on all their wineries. They're using the vine cuttings and the other organic matter for power, and they're using recycled paper for all their packaging. It's great.
Huh. Well, let's start on the white side. What do you have for us?
Well, I got a couple. How about the 2010 Planeta? I know this is a Caricante. It's a white wine that hails from the Sambuca de Sicilia region. And this is a very fragrant bouquet of citrus fruit and white flowers, flavors of green apple, nectarine, roasted almonds. They're really beautiful, balanced by bright acidity and abundant minerality. It's got a nice, crisp, bone-dry finish. $40, a little on the pricey side, but it's really a remarkably good wine.
And what do you have on the red side?
On the red side, ooh, well, how about if we go with, let's go with the 2007 Planeta Santa Ciela Nero di Avola. Now, the Nero di Avola is to Sicily what Chianti is to Tuscany. It's a grape, but it's the flagship grape of Sicily. It's got a heady nose of dark plum, cocoa, leather. It's chewy, dark flavors of cherry, black plum, tobacco. And it's all really nicely integrated on a full-bodied frame. Now, it's got a really long, smooth finish, and there's just this whisper of smokiness at the tail end. Again, $40, beautiful wine.
Okay, you have something a little bit cheaper?
Less expensive.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I do. The 2010, now this is the Planeta Serrasuola de Vittoria. And okay, so this is Serrasuola means cherry color in Italian, and that's just what this wine looks like. But it also has aromas of cherry, strawberry. They fill out the bouquet, charming flavors of strawberry, pomegranate, and red cherry. And on the mouth, it's simply a delightful wine. Just a touch of truffles on the medium-bodied finish adds a nice little depth of character to this. $22.
Oh, you can't beat that. Thank you very much, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know more about what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com.